The Mix on 90.7 WKGC with the Jackson 5 and ABC. It's 5 minutes in front of 10 o'clock.
Good educational song.
I know. Perfect for the
perfect for school.
As we sit high atop the Advanced Technology Center on the campus of Gulf Coast State College. A beautiful campus this morning.
It is a beautiful campus this morning. It's a nice morning.
Yes. In spite of everything after Hurricane Michael, it is shaping up to become its beautiful campus again.
Yeah. It got beat up another year. We'll have it back.
In the studio with us this morning, we've had Robert Barnes from with us this morning, which has been great. Thank you, Robert. But also we have, for the first time in our studio, Panama City Manager Mark McQueen. And we're glad to have you in to talk a little bit about priorities and you know, what's next for Panama City.
Well, thank you, Scott. And let me just tell you that, you know, when I just shared all of that vision for the city of Panama City, making it the premier city in the panhandle of Florida and focusing on those four lines of effort, it's just the skeleton for what needs to take place at the next step. And what I mean by that is that what we're seeking is citizen involvement and participation and input to making that concept more full and more complete. And so with that in mind, this week and next week are going to be key weeks in the city of Panama City for citizens to become engaged and to share their ideas for how they see the future of Panama City. We have four different town hall meetings that we're going to be hosting across the city. We also have 17 different focus group meetings that are going to take place. We have the four ward meetings that are going to take place, a meeting in each of the wards. And then lastly, we have the full week of the charrette process where Victor Dover and Dover Coal Partners are going to come in and help us draw pictures to say, is this what we really are looking for? Is this the image that we're looking for the city of Panama City? No, that's not quite right. Erase that, change this. And at the end of the day, at the end of the week, next week, the culminating event is going to be on Friday night and Friday the 21st. And that's going to be the unveiling of what the collective, all of the citizens have come up with as what they want to see in the city of Panama City. I'd be remiss if I did not mention the fact that we would not be here had it not been for the great vision of Robbie Barnes and the entire Panama City Growing Strong organization that has been looking at how to rebuild Panama City even before the hurricane.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so their vision, and I thank you, Robbie, I thank you for the entire organization and what their commitment has been, not just because of the storm. This was done a year and a half, 2 years prior to the storm.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're happy, just so happy that we're here now, right now, and can't say enough about how you coming on board actually legitimized our efforts, and we're thrilled to be here right now. Can't say enough about wanting to see the people come out next week and get this done.
Well, so let me ask you both this question. I mean, now that we're looking at Panama City after Hurricane Michael, are there some of the plans that were in process or the ideas before the storm, now they're kind of scrapped because the landscape literally and figuratively is a little bit different?
You know, I kind of say that what Panama City Growing Strong was advocating before the storm really has not changed. The storm just enhanced the need, made it more aware and ever that more important. But it's not really changed. The waterfront communities that we were advocating for consideration still have the same challenges and considerations for future development that need to be addressed.
Very good.
Yeah, so one of the things that Panama City Growing Strong has done is they've hosted a number of community events where they've brought in key leaders and speakers that are experts in the field of urban design and redesign. And one of them was Dover Coal Partners. Victor Dover came and spoke at one of their meetings. And for our citizens, I encourage you to look at getting involved in that great organization. But within that, Victor Dover came, and he is renowned for his ability to use the charrette process to help
That process? What is a charrette?
So what he's going to do is he's going to bring in a whole team of artists that will listen to what our citizens are saying and what they would like to see, not just in the waterfront community and the historic district, but the entirety of the city. We're focusing first, though, on the historic district, because we have to start somewhere. But what we expect to have happen out of this is, as we start looking at the historic district and how we want our streetscapes to be and our access to the water and what we think about in terms of community spaces like walking paths and parks and whatnot in the space of the downtown, we're going to extend to the rest of the city. So there's a lot of commonality. There's uniqueness in all of our enclaves within the city of Panama City. We've got Millville, we've got St. Andrews, we've got Glenwood and Forest Park, and then the old and the Cove area and the historic district. All of them have uniquenesses, but there are parallels and commonalities that exist across all of those that we want to have as our identity for Panama City.
And the public is asked to be a part of the process.
We are begging for the city citizens of Panama City to be involved in it. The town halls are designed to be generic enough to be subject specific, but it touches every life. So, for example, community recovery and volunteer organizations and education, those are topics that we're going to talk about that permeate everyone. And then we have 17 different focus groups that are going to take place, which are people specific. So if you're a mom, we want to talk to moms. This afternoon I'm going to be talking to students and finding out what students want. We're going to be talking about housing. We're going to be talking to those about that have a need for access, special needs people that have unique needs that we need to hear their perspective.
Right.
And then also we're going to have the four ward meetings, where we're going to have each ward, because each ward has unique issues in and of themselves that need to be addressed and considered as we rebuild Panama City to be that premier city in the panhandle of Florida. And all of it is captured in imagery through the charrette process, the artist renderings of what they're hearing from the citizen feedback. And at the end, I mean, they're going to go through thousands of artistic renderings of what's going to take place, and the culmination will be revealed to the city.
That'll be neat.
On Friday evening. And if you can't make it Friday the 21st, Saturday morning, we do a redo, so that for people that are hardworking and can't make it, or they've got busy lives, they've got an opportunity to do it in the morning. And then, of course, we'll have it recorded and put on our Panama, our PC, a rebuildpc.org website, rebuildpc.org website, to have anyone watch it that takes place on the opening and the closing events.
Very neat. Well, let me ask you this. Now, Tom lives in Lynn Haven, one of our neighbors, mm-hmm. but he does a lot of stuff here in Panama City. Is his input valuable?
Absolutely.
Or you're not going to kick him out?
We're not going to kick Tom to the curb.
You might should kick him out. I'll just tell you.
Yeah, you might want to reconsider that, but that's okay.
No. You know, we certainly want to hear from the citizens of Panama City, right, because they have skin in the game, but so too do those, because one of the things I mentioned earlier is that Panama City is the economic hub. So
right.
People live in our wonderful sister cities of Lynn Haven, Parker, Springfield, Callaway, the beach, and even the unincorporated space. We want to hear from them. We want to know what would be important to them, because their perspective is important.
Sure, we work and play and study in Panama
right.
City.
As I had said in an earlier break, I still tell people, where are you from? I'm from Panama City. Because people don't really know where Lynn Haven is and might not want to Google it. But everybody I've talked to always knows where Panama City is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, a lot of people think when they're coming to Panama City, they're actually, you know, they think
they're
going
to Panama City Beach.
Yeah, but it's all referred, this entire area is referred to as Panama City. Yes.
Right.
Well, we need to take a quick break if we can get you guys to hold over for just a few minutes.
Sure.
You want to tell about the vitamin B?
Yeah.
I'm late to the game.
You're late to the game, and we haven't done it yet because I'll blame it on you.
Me?
But anyway,
okay,
on this day in 1965, the British government announced MBEs for the Fab Four. That's Member of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. So for today, for no particular reason other than that, I chose Ask Me Why as our vitamin B of the day. It was recorded in November 1962 at EMI Studios London with George Martin producing.
We've got our Beatles right here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC.